Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of the cross, that he may be able to stand the trial. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
This is distinctly pronounced. However, most use that term Shem HaMifarash to mean the name which is not to be spoken. It's not exactly what it means. The name surely was spoken. All the prophets knew their name. In fact, most of the prophets are even named after the creator of the universe. I'm sure you've heard of the great prophet Elijah. His name is Eliyahu, which means my El. That's what Eli means. Yahu refers to Yahuwah. And this is well known. All you have to do is look in your Strong's Concordance or look in whatever study tools you're using to study the Hebrew Scriptures. Or if you can read Hebrew, you go and find Eliyahu's name. You see right there. But is he the only one? No, not even close. His name is Yirmiyahu, you know. Zedekiah, his name is Zedekiyahu. Hezekiah is known as Hezekiyahu. This happens on many of the prophets' names, I would say even most of the prophets' names, such as Isaiah, his name is Yeshayahu. The Messiah, the one that has been called Jesus incorrectly today, this name Jesus comes from a Latinized form of Yeshua, which is not even the full name. When you go and look at the etymology, you'll see that the full and proper name of the Messiah of Israel is actually Yahushua, Yod Hey Wal Shin Wal Ayin, which means that he is Yahuwah's salvation. And this is a very beautiful picture. We also want to go over to another familiar piece of passage to explain a little bit.
Your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah Radio, Yahuwah Ministry. I be your host by name, your Seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries, Deep Dark Sands of the Bible, tape number 39. And we're just going to bring our elder in, Elder Mr. Tibbs, and tell you about the broadcast. And then we'll get something going on tape 39, live broadcast. So let's find our elder and bring him in. He'll tell you about the broadcast and how you can get in, where you fit in at. And then one thing, big job ahead of us. Man, school, banquet hall, garden. on everybody's radio station. It can be done. Because one thing about this ministry right here can unlock all of the biblical mysteries that have been hid in plain view in your Bible. They're going to go in the Bible and unlock the biblical mysteries. You taking notes? Got the table all spread out? Good. Bring our elder in and see what he got going on for take number 39. So will you meet your elder? Loud voice, you say. Elder, Mr. Till. Yahweh be to the royal.
And Yahweh bless you, see Israel, see royal. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Why the elder? Well, one thing about the elder, we got a big job ahead of us because here's the point. We have been taught wrong. And that's the game changer right there. We can look at all the degrees we got on the wall, but when you go on the Bible and examine it, we have been taught wrong. But those that have the right spirit can recognize that what they have been taught, the Bible don't support it, then they'll make adjustments, but some will, but the majority will not. Up to them. But our job is to make sure we bring you uncut, thus says the four-letter man, YHWH. So, on ask an audience, Mr. Tibbs, take your time. While we just do a hot herbal ready to do our part, you on the clock, come up.
Well, once again, Yahweh bless you, see you as well, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of hundreds of thousands. And as you usually remember I say, it's always a great pleasure to be among those many people that want to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And that's a good thing. Because in listening to those righteous words, I did have an occasion to talk with a fly on the wall listening to my conversation to one of the elder members of the Latter-day Saints. And it was an interesting conversation. Well, with a few verses, I was able to create a standoff and a righteous understanding. And it appeared that they wanted me to speak to a higher level of the Latter-day Saints at a different location. Can you imagine that? That sort of surprised me, I would have to say. Anyway, I believe that most of you have always heard me say that a teacher can't learn from his students because he's given wise counsel. I saw that today. But having knowledge, he even gains more experience by teaching. Now, a student can learn from wise counsel and possibly learning to teach one day themselves. And this shows well in all of the six camps that teach the word of Yahweh. We're taught that we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We're given that knowledge to know that those out there that camouflage, I would have to say, in this case, confused teaching. And actually, we had a decent conversation. It was not using overly loud bump the gums contest for righteous learning. We were actually rehearsing the righteous act. So, this is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and roam toward Christianity. And welcome and thank you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's Ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And that was even a question I asked the gentleman I was talking to. And actually, it was Esau. Appeared to be a bit well-informed, but I would have to say, what we're taught in the voices of the true Israelites, we're able to stand up and hold our own. This is why we study from the King James Bible, learning how to connect the books about your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And all this is done from this one book. And we do this because this is information that you came to seek and now found it in the voices of the true Israelites, by the God of God. We're open unto you on normal days from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And those days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Turn time of that class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. You can reach this on any search line using your smartphone, tablet, or computer by entering tribeyadvah.com. And after you click on it, just under a big layer, you will see some choices. And one of these choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But still up to choosing that, you'll still see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms. Chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves that you're forgiven. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures, which are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah life. Also for building the school. And during our conversation, I guess you could see that it's very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, all of the Yahuwah. We even have a calendar. Well, better check that calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. Even if we have a live program, you can reach that by entering Yahuwah Radio Live. When you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah. And click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses. The first is tribeyadah@gmail.com. The other is yadahisrael@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject counsel or related topics. Well, we even have a few numbers you can also call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This will be an international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. I'll have to remind you, you will only hear a discouraging click followed by a dial tone. Also, by calling the same number, you can inquire about our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, announcing many memos. And even now, in addition to that, as I mentioned before, even the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you call trying to teach, you will only hear that discouraging click followed by a dial tone. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of today's program, you can catch the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Your program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter Yahuwah Radio Live on the search line. And after click enter, look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah. At that time, you'll find out you'll be able to listen to the program you missed or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during our normal Broad Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our information on Peltel, being listed under ethnic group, African American. When you're there, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah. You'll find a room will hold 50 or more participants, where Yahuwah's Word will also be working for your Bible education. An online area to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss, your program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, right in the shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic, any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find if our program ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Power Talk. God will be with you all. But one note to remember, when we're giving scriptures to speak by the Seer, be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smooth. Remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. And so we can start to do that. We'll pass our program over to our Seer Israel. Yahuwah.
All right, there, Hilda. Hallelujah, Yahuwah, on that. One thing about it, we come on this network 6 days a week. Now everything back on the regular time, so we'll be back on at 6 p.m. tomorrow and Friday at 7:30. So Yahuwah be with you all, but it's so much on the table that have to be dealt with in everyday process of teaching the six anointed camps. And I was an excellent show by the camp yesterday on Power Talk. They got together. Got on Power Talk at 8 o'clock every Tuesday, and they rehearsed the Righteous Act on Power Talk, and that's a great thing. And we know one thing. Our job is to get this message throughout the whole earth. For those that know how to help this ministry and get in where you fit in, there, because one thing about it, once this message is there, because we're going to unlock a lot of things that's written in your Bible. They're going to put a lot of degrees that we have studied hard and sweated for, and you find out that it's all for naught. But it is yet to be proven, and we will prove it. Let's see who's going to be on stage for the nice episode. Right now we know the elder on, and we also see our other elder, the teaching elder out of Camp 1. He's coming on stage for the nice episode, part number 39, and we got a good sister in the background. She said, let me tell you something, sir. I wanna give me a little shout on that radio too every now and then. So we'll be looking forward. I gotta get the name right. Yeah, that's right. But just gotta get in there and be sincere and dust as Yahuwah. And that very same hour, Yahuwah will straighten you up. Sister Judah, Israel, just keep on thing in your mind. The more you apply Yahuwah and 334 of St. John, he'll give you the increase without measure. So the more you line it up, write them scriptures down, rehearse the righteous act, stay in the right spirit, Yahuwah will step in there, and next thing you know, you'll be on the airways throwing down like everybody else. You might say, I'm ready to come on stage now, Sarah. I'm ready to holler in that microphone, and that's a great thing. All right, good. All right, we got our elder. Elder Yadai Israel coming to the stage for tape number 39. Let's see if we meet and greet our elder, our other elder, and say, Elder Yadai Israel. Yahuwah be with you, see right.
If I bless you, see Israel, I see you royal. Hallelujah,
Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Excellent. All right, I got a happy hour already. Got both of the elders out of Camp 1. They all geared up, ready to do their thing in grand style. And Mother E, said, let me tell you something, Sid. You know, I look forward to hollering that microphone. I like hollering that microphone because I'm setting the stage for youngers to come behind and knowing the standard, it's going to be very high. Can't come in here with no cameo. They're going to show up. So Mother E, Mother Z, and Mother E of Israel, they're sitting for the young women to have an example. You got to be for real about some dust-ass Yahuwah. So they get in where they fit in at. And that's the game changer right there. Had a right spirit? Y'all watch up in from there. Hey, Mother E, try tribe of Yah God Judah out of Camp 1. Yahweh bitch that's the Israel.
And Yahweh blessed be Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So Sister Judah Israel. Just take notes. Keep spreading them books out. Sooner or later, he's gonna be saying I'm ready to get in there and holler in that microphone. And you will be able to holler in that microphone because this is a big job and you was created to do this job. But we got to remove all doubts of whatever we have learned. We're going to show you soundly what you have to do or what you have learned according to the scripture. That's the game change because, you know, one thing about that tar get on your white dress. You just can't hit it one lick if they're going to go away. Just develop that thing. And just like somebody tell you, you know, Sister Judah Israel, you got some gold in your backyard. So here's the shovel. You're not going to go out there and hit it one lick and say, oh, I can't find it. Nope. You're going to be out there all night long trying to get that gold, right? You'll dig it up. That's it. Ain't anybody's word. Y'all put some time in. No doubt about it. For sure all this and unfold. So Yahweh be with you and those as all that's listening all over the known world, over 700,000 strong international sites, so Yahweh be with y'all. And we're going to get something going. Got a lot of memos on the table. And got to deal with it.
From the streets of Rome, we're here to cover a first of its kind called the Abraham Accords Global Leadership Summit. Ambassador Dunn, great to be with you once again.
Great to be here in Rome.
Tell us, what is the Abraham Accords Global Leadership Summit?
It's an amazing event where we have thousands of leaders from all around the world coming together to learn from us, the countries in the region who achieved peace, how we did it, and what we can do to help them. What we will see in this conference is an amazing coexistence of different religions, but we have the same values. When you look at the Abrahamic Accords, how come we were able to forge such a strong bond? It all goes to the core values. The amount of cooperation is above all expectations. The number of Israelis traveling to the UAE, trade, culture, you name it. And we are very proud of it, and I'm optimistic that in the near future, we will see more countries joining the Abraham Accord, especially now when we have a new government, when the Likud-led government will take control in a few days, we will see that we will be able to expand the Accords.
So the idea here is to expand the influence of the Abraham Accords to nations around the world?
Absolutely. And also, we are very active on the bilateral arena, but we can also take it to the multilateral arena.
So as you can see, the main goal of this whole thing is really moving towards a one-world control, one-world peace. That's how it comes on the scene at first, but ultimately leads to one-world control. Here is an update on that, and here's a picture of it, a tweet someone tweeted saying it's almost done. The one on the right is a church, the one in the middle is a synagogue, and the one on the left is a mosque.
Good morning from the streets of Rome. We're here to cover a first-of-its-kind meeting called the Abraham Accords Global Leadership Summit. Ambassador Dunn, great to be with you once again.
Great to be here in Rome.
Tell us, what is the Abraham Accords Global Leadership Summit?
It's an amazing event where we have thousands of leaders from all around the world coming together to learn from us, the countries in the region who achieved peace, how we did it, and what we can do to help them. What we will see in this conference is an amazing coexistence of different religions, but we have the same values. And when you look at the Abrahamic Accords, how come we were able to forge such a strong bond? It all goes to the core values. The amount of cooperation is above all expectations. The number of Israelis traveling to the UAE, trade, the culture, you name it. And we are very proud of it, and I'm optimistic that in the near future, we will see more countries joining the Abraham Accord, especially now when we have a new government, when the Likud-led government will take control in a few days, we will see that we will be able to expand the Accords.
So the idea here is to expand the influence of the Abraham Accords to nations around the world?
Absolutely. And also, we are very active on the bilateral arena, but we can also take it to the multilateral arena.
So as you can see, the main goal of this whole thing is really moving towards a one-world control, one-world peace. That's how it comes on the scene at first, but ultimately ultimately leads to one world control. Here is an update on that, and here's a picture of it. A tweet someone tweeted saying it's almost done. The one on the right is a church, the one in the middle is a synagogue, and the one on the left is a mosque. What's about to happen on Mount Sinai is absolutely insane. Religious leaders are gathering November 6th through the 18th for a ceremony they're calling Returning to Sinai, where they say that they're going to issue a new Ten Commandments to repent for man-made climate change. The website Interfaith Center for Sustainable Development has an article discussing the upcoming event titled In Sinai, a Prophetic Call for Climate Justice and Ceremony of Repentance. Mount Sinai is, of course, where Moses received the Ten Commandments, but these religious leaders are actually calling for a new universal Ten Commandments. In that article, it states the project partners will bring together premier religious leaders from the world's major religions to gather upon Mount Sinai to engage in a first-ever climate repentance ceremony and to pull forth a prophetic interreligious call to action, climate justice, 10 universal commandments. I've got what's leading up to that.
All right, we have heard enough there, WCC, on that, and that's a great thing. But one thing about it, the world is doing their part, and we got to do ours, but the we don't know who the we is, because the we have been taught, and we're going to find out wrong. But we'll find out through the scriptures of tape number 39, so Yahweh be with y'all. Elder Yahweh, can you peek at that Luke and tell me what Luke chapter 12, verse 12 say? What can we read out of Luke 12, verse 12? Brother Yahweh, Elder Yahweh, you on the clock, come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And we just heard a ass machine take saying that all the world is coming to Rome to visit us and to talk and us to teach them. But now what we want to do is peep in the Bible and see what the Bible says about that. See, the game changer is about this. If the Bible supports what you're saying, then right on. But if the Bible don't support what you're saying, it's up to you to make the adjustment, but we have to give you the adjustment side, which you have probably never heard, because if anybody can pull all nations together, it's got to be concerning the Bible. So, hey, Elder, let's look at that. And Mother E, have those here, 1 John 5:19, waiting on it. Let's see if we take it this way. We're going to Sacramento. The book of 2 Ezra, the Bible once upon a time ago, had all 80 books. Go in your computer and put in the King James 1611 original, and it'll come back 80 books. You look in your book and you say, well, why my book ain't got 66 books? It's because the Roman Catholic Church, the Protestant Church that broke away, they've taken out 14 books. And that got you with 66. And then you go to a lot of your Bible study classes, and they say, well, and your preachers tell you, your bishops tell you, well, you must have years that our Lord and Savior wasn't talking. But between Malachi and Matthew's, you can order what you call it. They call it a word called apocrypha, which means a taking away books. That's all it means. You took the books out, but whatever been sealed will be revealed in these broadcasts. We're teaching a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries, Deep Dark Sands R39. So you go on your computer and pull up the books that's missing until you go and order your pocketbook, unless you got the whole 80 books. Got it? Good. All right. So, Elder, in 2nd Ezra 14:34, what we got to do first to be to get on the right track? Let's see what it, what can we read in 2nd Ezra 14:34, and Mother E have me 1 John 5:19 back to back. Come on.
Book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 14, verse number 34 reads, "If we'll so be, and you will subdue your own understanding, reform your mind, you shall be kept alive, and after death, you shall obtain mercy."
He says, you got to subdue your own understanding. You might be a great scholar in the world or whatever.
Wait,
but if you can take all your understanding and put it to the side. I'm going to follow what I'm hearing and let the Spirit of Almighty work with you. Because Mother Eve, one of the mothers out of Cap 1, is going to read a statement that's written in 1 John 5:19. What did it say to that mother? Hey, Mother Eve, what did it say?
The book of 1 John, chapter 5. Verse 19 reads, "And we know that we are," 1 John chapter 19, chapter 5, verse 19, "And we know that we are of Yahweh, and the whole world lies in wickedness."
He said, "The whole world lies in wickedness. The whole world lies in wickedness. And we know we part of the whole world. So the whole world lies in wickedness. And our job is now to kind of start peeping at a few things." Hey, Elder, let's run and look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, 1 through 10. Now, if you take notes and listen real good, the Spirit of Yahweh is going to dictate the lesson. And just pay attention on, remember what the big dignitary said out of Rome. They said it's going to be a big summit that's going to come to us, and we're going to teach them. So that means you're going to be taught whatever they got on the agenda. You, whatever you got, you're going to put to the side. It's going to be the spirit of, it's going to be the spirit, hold that point, Elder. It's going to be the spirit of First Maccabees, Elder. It's going to be the spirit of 1 Maccabees chapter 5 down to verse 10. Give me 1 Maccabees 5 down to verse 10. Then skip down to 41, and we'll get our point. Then we'll pick up this verse right here. So you have whatever you want on your mind, but you got to follow what the man give you to put on. So in 1 Maccabees chapter 1, 5 through 10, listen real good. Read verse 1, that's for all the internationals to really understand we're talking about a people. Let's read verse 1, skip down to verse 5 through 10 now. Elder, you're on the clock, come on.
1 Maccabees, chapter 5, chapter 1, 5 through 10. The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 1, verse number 5 through 10 reads. 1 Maccabees 1, verse 1. "And it happened after that Alexander, son of Philip, of Macedonia, who came out of the land of Kittim, and Spendirius, king of the Persians and Medes, that he reigned in his stead, first over Greece." Verse number 5. "And after these things he fell sick, and perceived that he should die." Verse 6. "Before he called his servants, such as were honorable, and had been brought up with him from his youth, and parted his kingdom among them while he was yet alive." Verse number 7. "So Alexander reigned 12 years and then died." Verse number 8. "And his servants bare rule everyone in his place." Verse number 9. "And after his death, they all put crowns upon themselves, so that their sons after them many years. And evil were multiplied in the earth. Verse number 10, there came out of them a wicked root, Antiochus, surnamed Epiphanes, son of Antiochus the king, who had been at hostage at Rome. He reigned 137 years of the kingdom of the Greeks.
Mm-hmm. Now, before you read 41, Elder, now you got the stage. Now, out of these, Alexander passed four of his homeboys, generals, kicking the plates. We will break their name down, but we're not going to do it in this lesson. But the point we coming getting out of this, out of his bloodline, a wicked root came, and evil multiplied. When this guy's kicking Antioch Epiphanes, which means Antioch Epiphanes means God on earth. That was the word mean. Now, once he got in power, it was already wickedness. The world was already in bad shape. But it doubled when he got. Let's see what he did to make it double when he got in power. Skip down to verse 41. What did he do there? Hey, Elder, what did he do? Come on.
Verse number 41. First Maccabees 1. Verse 41. Moreover, King Antiochus wrote to his whole kingdom that all should be one people. Verse number 42. And everyone should leave their laws. So all the nations agreed according to the commandment of the king. Verse 43. Yea, many also of the Israelites consented to his religion, sacrificed unto idols, and profaned the Sabbath day. Verse 44. So the king had sent letters by messengers unto Yahdah Judah and the cities of Yahdah Judah that they should follow the strange law of the land. Verse 45. And forbid burnt offerings, sacrifice, drink offerings in the temple, that they should profane the Sabbaths and feast days. Verse 46. And pollute the temple and righteous people. Verse 47. Set up altars and groves and chapels of idols, sacrifice swine's flesh and unclean beasts. Verse 48, that they should also leave their children uncircumcised and make themselves abominable with all manner of uncleanness and profanation. Verse 49, to the end they might forget the law, Torah instructions, and change all the ordinances. Verse 50.
Right there, Elder. Good enough. Now you see, so now we know the foundation of where this come from. He said all this was about you forgetting the law. He said, whatever you have learned, whatever your parents have taught you, put all that aside. He said, now you've got to come one people, and that's the same thing we just heard about what they got going on in Rome right now. All the nations can come together. It's not to discuss what's best for all the nations. Nope. It's about us, Rome, teaching them, the other nation. Then you take it back and destroy your household behind it. So there's a debt. They go to the origin of it right now. Now, we don't get a precept on that, Elder. Let's get a precept on that in 2nd Elder chapter 6. Verse 6 down to verse 9. I just want to get a precept on that. See, remember, when you do the precept, you better tie things in. And you only comment after you hear something read that you all can follow along together. Now, in 2 Ezra chapter 6, verse 1, give me verse 1, then skip down to 6 down to verse 9. Listen good. See, all this is about is you being confused. You don't know who you are, your responsibility. So whatever you have been learned from your forefathers, all the way back from the beginning, you put that aside. And now I got something for you today. And that same thing going today. We got something for you. So all the nations now, all the big leaders is meeting in Rome. And he said, they coming to us. And we're going to teach them. See that? It ain't going to be no discussion. We're going to lay the agenda coming out of First Maccabees, bringing everybody as one up under us. Got it? Good. So now, back in Ezra, the seer, he want a piece of this. Look what he says in verse 1, then skip down to 6, down to verse 9. Take your time there, Elder. I think we're going to stumble up on something. Let's see what we can get out of this. Come on.
Book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 6, verse number 1. Verse number 6 through 9 reads. Book of 2nd Ezra 6, verse number 1. He said unto me, in the beginning, when the earth was made, before the borders of the world stood, or ever the winds blew. Verse number 6.
Well, hold on, Elder. I think I kind of jumped. Make that second Maccabees. Stay in that Maccabees. I don't know why I said Ezra. Stay in that Maccabees. Make the second Maccabees 6:1 and 6 down and 6 down to verse 9. Yeah, I want this old man to be sent. I want to make sure we're on the right track. I want the old man up on the leadership of Antioch Epiphanes. I want that. I think that's 6:1, right, Elder? Come on.
The book of 2 Maccabees 6, verse number 1. Verse number 6 through 9 reads, Book of 2 Maccabees 6, verse number 1. Not long after this, the king sent an old man of Athens to compare Yahshua Judah, who knew the word Jew, to depart from the laws of their father, and not to live after the Torah instructions of Yahshua. Verse number 6. Neither was it Torah instructional, lawful, for a man to keep Sabbath, or ancient feasts, or to profess himself at all to be of Yahshua Judah, Israel. Verse number 7. And in the day of the king's birth, every month, they were brought by bitter constraint to eat of the sacrifice. And where the feast of Bacchus was kept, Yahshua Judah was compelled to go in procession to Bacchus, carrying ivory. Verse number 8. Moreover, there went out a decree to the neighboring cities of the nations, by the suggestion of Ptolemy against Yahshua Judah, that they should observe the same fashion and be partakers of their sacrifice. Verse number 9. And whoso would not conform themselves to the manner of the five sons of Esau, Gentiles, should be put to death. Then might a man have seen the present miseries.
Now you hear that? So now you thought because you've been going to worship on the first day of the first day of the week, you thought that was like regular for everybody. No. All this was put in. Remember, it's all about disenfranchising the people of the book. See, now once you, hey, help me out, Mother. Hey, Mother, help. Help those say out in the book of Judas, chapter 5, verse 18 down to verse 20. Can you help those say out there, a mother in Israel? In the book of the Apocrypha, again, that book that was taken away from you, it's a conversation going on. See, the world know this. As long as you do not line up this book, they can do whatever they want to do. You know why? Because the Almighty is not going to pay you no never mind. But the minute you start making decisions according to this book, that's when the trouble going to start on them. See, they know they got time, and watch what Mother E bring out in the book of Judas chapter 5, verse 18, 19 to 20. Hey, Mother E, what did it say that we can read? Yeah, come on.
Book of Judas, chapter 5, verses 18 to 20. Verse 18. But when they departed from the way, which he appointed them, they were destroyed in many battles. Every four even so, and prayer, and were led captive into a land that was not there. And the temple of their Yahweh was cast to the ground, and their cities were taken by enemies. Verse 19, but now are they returned to their Yahweh and are come up from the place where they were scattered and have possessed of their Judah where their ancestors live and are seated in the hilly countries, for it was desolate. Verse 20. Now therefore, my Yahweh and governor, if there be any error in this people, and they sin against thee, their Yahweh, let us consider that this shall be their ruin, and let us go up, and we shall overcome them.
Yeah, so he said. He said, listen, listen, King, let me tell you something about these people. I didn't want over them. And they agreed to all that the Almighty One ever said we would do and be obedient. He said, now, let me tell you something. Let me show you how you can keep these people down. You got to make sure they sin against him. Then we can whoop them. Just like today. Long as we sinning against him, we're going to always lose on every battle. So he's sending the last messages to you called Voices of the True Israelite. The 16 on the camp said, listen, before you make a decision, why don't you look in the Bible and see what you get ready to do? Do the Bible supports it? That's all. Because when you heard what the big dignitaries say, all the big leaders is coming to us, and we going to teach them, see? And long as you is taught by them, do you know what the Bible says about them? Do you know? We'll show you. Hey, yo, let's get some prophecy on what the Bible says about them that we can read. Let's go to Psalms chapter 50, and the middle spirit, let me paint the picture for you. He's coming down from heaven to talk to David. He wants David to put something in writing, because he knows the only one going to peep at the writing is the Voices of the True Israelite, the six anointed camps. And if you hear this message, just put all that you got, that you have learned, just put it aside for a minute. And look what the mental spirit telling David in 50 verse 16 and verse 17. Listen to what the mental spirit, the Holy Ghost, the angel is telling David to put in writing in Psalm 50, verse 16 and 17. Listen to this. What do you say?
The book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse number 16, verse 17 reads. Book of Psalms 50, verse number 16. But unto the wicked, Yahweh said, what has you to do to declare my statute, or that you should have taken my covenant in your mouth? Verse 17, then you hate his instruction and cast his my words behind you.
Mm-hmm. It says, hey, you remember we read in the book of Maccabees, he said, when this man took over, the world was already wicked, but wicked doubled himself. Antioch the Pivotus, once he got in order, this thing doubled. But he told David prior, before they was even born, what is the wicked doing with my covenant in their mouth? The wicked do not suppose to have a covenant in his mouth because of one reason. Let me show you who he gave the covenant to, and then you analyze where you fit in on this. Let's go to Amos 3, 1 and 2 there, Elder. Let's look at Amos 3, 1 and 2 and see if we get a name on what he's saying. Remember, and then read verse 7 to show you how he operates. So remember we heard the statement based upon They're going to come to us in Rome, and we're going to teach them, right? All the nations of the world, he said, so if you in Islam, are you in Christian, are you Catholic or whatever, everything going to come, Judaism, everything going to come and sit down at our feet, and we're going to show them the one way to do this thing. And we just read where that come from. So what they did, they found the old record and said, it works then. Why don't we try to make it work now? But it's going to be something going to block them for those that got an ear to hear them. And that's Voices of the True Israelites, the Six Anointed Camps. See? We're going to block them by reading the Bible on those who got an ear to hear them. The reason why we're in the condition we're in today, because we make all our decisions contrary to what's written in the Bible. Everything we do, he tells you, this is what he tells you. Hey, Mother E, what do the Almighty tell you before man was even born? And 2 verse 3 of the book of Genesis. Before man was even born, what did the Almighty put? It's like when you bring your newborn baby home. You don't ask the baby where you want to put what you want in your crib. You have it already laid out for you. That same thing the Almighty did for the creation of man. Before man was born, he put this in play, Mother E. Genesis 2, verse 3, what did he say?
Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. And Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which Yahweh created and made.
He blessed the seventh day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now look on your calendar and you'll see. Sunday is all the way on the left side. That's 1. Then just count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Although all them days, Sunday, Monday, all them was made by Rome. All them names come from Rome. All the mighty one says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's what he said. See? So the day he blessed was the seventh day. And you look all the way to the far right-hand corner, it'll be 7 and up to be Saturday. That's the only blessed day in the Bible. But somebody is contrary to that, and he's in the blessing business by you obeying it, and we can read that he's in the blessing business when you obey, not keeping the seventh day of the week, but keeping the first day of the week or any other day. Guess what? He is a blessing bit. Look at WCC said, but see where is that at? Hey, Elder, let's run and take a look and see where that at. Let's run to the book Luke. Chapter 4, 5, down to verse 7. Listen real good. And we're going to back up a little bit. Let's look at Luke chapter 4, 5 through 7. Hey, Elder, WCC wants to know World Council Churches. They want to know where that is, where we should read it at. Let's read it then. Let's look at Luke chapter 4, verse 5 out of verse 7. Listen to what we all can read together out of the regular book. What it say?
The book of Luke chapter 4. Verse number 5 through 7 reads, the book of Luke chapter 4, verse number 5. The devil taketh him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Verse number 6, the devil said unto him, all this power will I give you, and the greatness of them, but that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. Verse 7. If you, therefore, will worship me, all shall be yours.
He said, worship. He's talking about worship. He said, now, all you got to do to receive all these blessings, you got to worship me. So now we confused of what day to worship. Yeah. You know why you're confused? Because you've been taught by somebody else. He says, yeah, You want this with him? All you got to do is one thing for me. Worship me. Let's back up to Matthew, Elder. Back up to Matthew chapter 4, verse 8. And let's read till we get that a second witness on. You see, the devil is in the house, they call it. He said, show them all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time and the glory of it. You know, all the bright city lights, all that. He said, you want this? I can give it to you. It's mine to give to you. But what I got to do for it? You got to worship me. He talking worship here. Worship. Let's flag up. Hey, mother. Let's read a little end time prophecy, mother, when we come out of Matthew chapter 4, verse 8, until we get our point. Have me Revelation chapter 13, verse 11 through 13. Now, I'm setting the stage. End time prophecy means this. And John, Revelation 1, 17 through 19, and 4, 1. That's end time prophecy. When John writing, he wasn't writing for his days of 96 A.D. He was writing for our days just now. So he was amazed at the stuff that he was writing. It wasn't for his days. He told John to write the hereafter. So when John put his pen down in 96 A.D., that's the hereafter story. So what we're getting ready to read by Mother E. shortly in Revelation 13, verse 11 through 13, this is hereafter conversation. It ain't got nothing to do with John's time. Because John was astounded at what he was writing now. Okay? So now, in Matthew chapter 4, there, pick with verse 8, let's read to get our point. What it say in Matthew chapter 4, pick it verse 8. Come on.
The book of Matthew 4, verse 8 through 9 reads. Book of Matthew chapter 4, verse 8. Again, the devil taking him up into an exceeding high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the greatness of them. Verse number 9. And said unto him, all these things will I give thee if you will fall down and worship me.
Ain't that something? Worship. He's talking worship. He's talking about worship. So now you can look in the mirror. Who are you worshiping? What's written in this Bible? Or are you worshiping what has been told to you? Have you checked it out? I bet you have a mistake on your paycheck. I know I work 40 hours, and I should have a little more money than this. Don't you sit at the desk and just try to find out weight. You know, if you feel you're a little short, but for your salvation, you don't pay it on never mind. This is about worshiping. Have you ever checked out, is you worshiping what the Bible saying, or is you worshiping what man saying? Which one is it? Because we're going to read what the Bible's saying. Now, you look in the mirror and examine yourself. What are you doing? Now, we're going to read End Time Prophecy by Mother. Now, Mother, in Revelation 13, verse 11 to 13, help the old seer out and tell us what that say. Revelation 13, 11 down to verse 13. What does it say, Mother E?
Revelation chapter 13, verses 13 says. Verse 13.
Now, pick up verse 11.
13.
Verse 11, Mother. Hey, Mother E, pick up the verse 11. Chapter 13.
Okay.
Thank you, Mother Z. Pick up the verse 11, 12, and 13. And they ought to have me Romans, because he's going to visit some children of Israel in Rome. We in bad shape. See, we in bad. We over there in Rome in bad shape. So they ought to have me 1, 2, and 3. The book of Romans waiting on me after Mother reads the end time prophecy, chapter 13, verse 11 to 13. Come on, Mother. You on the clock. Come on.
The book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 11 to 13. Verse 11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lion, and his feet as a dragon. Verse 12. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wounds were healed. Verse 13. And he does great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of man.
Mm-hmm. And when that happened, all you had to look up when fire came down from earth. You remember Hiroshima and Nagasaki when they went over there and dropped them bombs down, what, about 1948, somewhere in that area? And when they dropped them bombs down on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and they started calling him, they said, the Lord Jesus Christ is dropping these bombs down. Bombs hit them everywhere. So they start calling on good Jesus. They start knowing it. So, but he says, worship. Again, worship. Understand something. It's all about worship. And hold that point, Elder. Give me the first book of Adam and Eve 57, 1 down to verse 11. Let me get the foundation of this right here. Tell them get the foundation. Adam and Eve. Chapter 57, 1 through 11. So listen, it's all about worship. Tell me something, especially on the international side, over 7,000 strong. Who do you worship? What day you, who you call on? Where you get it from? Did you read out of the Bible? Where do you get it from? We'll show you where you got it from in this lesson and more to come tomorrow at 6 o'clock on a special edition called Thursday Evening. What you worshiping? Is you worshiping the Bible or is you worship the man? Huh? We'll find out shortly. Now, the foundation of this worship thing started in the garden. Now, the book of Adam and Eve, put on your computer the book of Adam and Eve 57, 1 through 11. And old Elder, we're just going to drop it down. Then we'll take care of Romans 1:23. Listen to what this conversation going on in the 57th chapter of the first book of Adam and Eve 11. What is that, Elder? Come on.
The first book of Adam and Eve, chapter 57, verse number 1 through 11 reads. First book of Adam and Eve, 57, verse 1. But when Adam came out and saw his hideous figure, he was afraid of him and said unto him, who are you? Verse number 2. Then Satan answered and said unto him, it is I, who hid myself within you, walk and who talk to Eve, and beguiled her until she hearkened to my command. And he who sent her to the wiles of my speech to deceive you, until thou and she ate of the fruit of the tree. Ye came away from under the Torah instructions, commandments of Yahuwah. Verse number 3. When Adam heard these words from him, he said unto him, canst thou make me a garden as Yahuwah made for me? Or canst thou clothe me in the same bright nature in which Yahuwah clothed me? Verse 4. Where is the divine nature thou didst promise to give me? Where is that fair speech of thine? Thou didst hold with us at the first when we were in the garden. Verse number 5, then Satan said unto Adam, thinkest you that when I have spoken to one about anything, I shall ever bring it to him or fulfill my word? Not so, for I myself have never thought of attaining what I asked. Verse number 6, therefore did I fall? Did I make you fall by that for which I myself fell? And with you also, whosoever accept my counsel, falls thereby. Verse number 7. But now, O Adam, by reason of thy fall, thou art under my rule. And I am king over you, because you have hearkened to me, and hast transgressed against your Yahuwah. Neither will there be any deliverance from my hand until the day promised thee by Yahuwah. Verse number 8. Again he said, so much as we do not know the day agreed upon with thee by your Yahuwah, nor the hour in which thou shalt be delivered. For that reason will we multiply war and murder upon thee and your seed after you. Verse number 9. This is our will and our good pleasure, that we may not leave one of the sons of men to inherit our orders in heaven. Verse 10. But to our bound, O Adam, it is in the burning fire. We will not cease our evil doing, no, not one day, not one hour. And our O Adam shall soak fire upon you when you cometh into the cave to dwell there. Verse number 11. When Adam heard these words, he wept and mourned and said unto Eve, hear what he said, that he would not fulfill all of what he told thee in the garden. Did he really then become king over us?
Hear that? So Satan said, look here, I got a covenant too. He said, I'm going to take care of you every time you slip. He said, now, read verse 6 to it again. Elder, what do Adam and Eve 57, 6 to 8 say again? I want to make sure I heard it right. Because I get more calls on, hey, Sid, you don't be quoting right after you heard it read. Well, okay, hold that against me. But let's see what it says in 6 to 8. What it says in 6 to 8? Elder, come on.
First book of Adam and Eve 57, verse number 6 to 8. Verse number 6. Therefore did I fall. Did I make you fall by that for which I myself failed? And with you also, whosoever accept my counsel, shall all fall thereby. Verse number 7. Now, O Adam, by reason of your fall, you are under my rule, and I am king over you, because you have hearkened to me and has transgressed against your Yahweh. Neither will there be any deliverance from my hand until the day promised you by your Yahweh. Verse number 8. Again he said, so much as we do not know the day agreed upon with you by your Yahweh, nor the hour in which thou shalt be delivered. For that reason will we multiply war and murder upon you and your seed after you.
Did you hear that word? You remember we read that word in Maccabees, that when Antioch the Epiphanes got in out of the loins of the sons of Esau, five sons of Esau, he said, evil and wickedness multiplied. So now you see where they got it from. Satan got a spirit to see. So how you know you're not a spirit to see the Satan? Do you do what the Bible say you do, or do you do what man have told you? Which one do you do? Because we read that the sentence of Esau, the five sons of Esau, translated day as the white man and white woman, should not have the book again, according to what we read in the 50th chapter, verse 16 and 17. Because they're not going to do it right. They're not going to teach you right. That what he said? He said he told David to put it right. He said they should not even have the covenant coming out of their mouth. That's what he said. So now, where have you learned? Where have you learned this from? Have you learned from those that? But you know, in the book of Thomas, there, Elder, can you help those see out? You know, the spiritual air sound pretty good. And now you might as well bring it on in a little bit more, because the bottom line here, when you learn from those that are descendants of Antioch Epiphanes, wickedness have multiplied, and we just read that that spirit comes from Satan the devil. So, and their job is to forget whatever the Bible and your forefathers have taught you, and you have forgot it soundly today. Is that right? Okay, you just had an 8-day feast called the Feast of Dedication, started December 25th. What is December 25th to you? What it is to you? Christmas, Santa Claus, buying gifts. But according to the Bible, it's not. It was the whooping of Esau and his five sons out of the temple for 8 days. See that? So you've been wrong about that. You bought some presents, did you? You received gifts, did you? That wasn't December 25th was about. It was about you gathering back what was taken away from you. And when we call this network, hold that point there. Mother. Hey, Mother E. So when we call this network, in the book of Psalms there, Mother Eve. See, when we come on 6 nights a week, let me show you what we come to do that we can read. In the book of Psalms is a statement is written that we want to all read together in the 69th chapter, verse 4. Hey, Mother Eve is read.
69,
what it says in Psalm 69, verse 4. See, when we call this network six nights a week, it's for you to look plainly at 69, verse 4, and we'll tell you why we're here. 69, verse 4. What does it say there, Mother Eve?
The book of Psalms, chapter 69, verse 4. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hair of my head. They that would destroy me, being my enemy, wrongful, are mightier than I. Restore that which I took not away.
He said, I know I got enemies on every side, but I come to restore to you what I took them not away from you. See, we didn't take this knowledge away from you. You got to look at your loved ones and the dot. You got to look at your loved ones. We never took this knowledge from you. We come to restore you back to, just take a look at your Bible. I mean, I know it'd be your mama, your daddy, your uncle, Uncle Leroy, Auntie, give me a name that won't be offensive, Mary Smith. Okay, listen, they didn't talk wrong. So we come to for you to be on the right side of the kingdom. Because if you don't get this right and he shuts you down, then we will tell you what will happen on this lesson. And matter of fact, we're going to read something later on this lesson. But remember one thing. Hey, Mother Eve, give me that St. John 7, verse 6. I mean, in St. John, he made a profound statement to those that had an ear to hear. And he said something. In St. John 7, verse 6, he says something. And what did he say? Hey, Mother Eve, what did he say in St. John 7, verse 6?
The book of St. John, chapter 7, verse 6. Then Yahweh said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready.
He said, your time can be any time. So I'm going to tell you now. If you ain't got this right, your time is always ready. He knew his time. You don't know your time. That's why we call this network 6 nights a week. We give it all we got. Why? Because it could be those seals last time. And the same way you got to look at this thing. Your time is always ready. He knew by reading his father's book how far he had to go before he was delivered up. We don't know our time, but we come to tell you, vision you got in your brain today, why don't you piece of the Bible and see do the Bible support anything that you do when it comes down to worshiping? See do the Bible support, is you doing the Bible or is you doing what a man on taught you? Because remember, it was told by the foundation. If he caught you reading a book or even confessing your being a member of the 12 tribes of Israel, put them to death. So they got to be one like us. And that's where you got the names you got today. African American, Negro, Color, Supercoon, and Black. Huh? You got them names right now. Is that right? That's why you got them names. But we look at any of them names in the Bible, you can't find yourself nowhere in the Bible. So now since you can't find yourself nowhere in the Bible, then whatever they tell you, then you go with it. And they tell you, well, you a Christian. You just a Christian. That's not a nationality. That's a religion. Or you a Muslim. That's not a nationality. That's a religion. Or you Judaism. That's not a nationality. That's a religion. What is your bloodline? But look what the Almighty told Thomas. He said, Thomas, you know, you're going to be a person that do a lot of doubting in time to come. But let me tell you. Thomas, one of the 12. Hey, Ella, what he says in verse 3 of the book of Thomas, what he say we can read? Yeah, come on.
Read from the book of Thomas, verse number 3. Yahweh the Son said, if your leader say to you, look, the Father of the imperial rule is in the sky, then the birds of the sky will precede you. They say to you, it is in the sea, then the fish will precede you. Rather, the Father of the imperial rule is inside you and outside you. When you know yourself, then you will be known. And you will understand that you are the children of the living Yahweh the Father.
Amen.
And if you do not know yourself, then you live in poverty. And you are that poverty.
You know what I'm saying? So when you don't know yourself, you got your own self in the condition you're in today. You remain in poverty in the brain because you don't know who you are. He said, until you know when you're reading the Bible, oh, that's talking about me. I'm not African-American, Negro, and colored and Christian. I'm a member of the children of Israel. Oh, and we found out Judas, the lead tribe, that's the one called the Negro tribe. So I'm the Negro tribe. I'm really the tribe of Judah. Oh, I didn't know that. Yes, you're the tribe of Judah. Eh? Now you know. But remember, Mother read about a beast before we read that Romans. Mother read about a beast, didn't she? Mother E, let's find out who these beasts is. He said, you follow this beast. Do you know what, see, this is a term that you're looking for somebody, no. The beast is going to tell you in Daniel chapter 7 about these beasts. And can you help those say out, Mother? All I want to know in Daniel chapter 7 about these beasts. You read about a beast. In Daniel chapter 7, verse 7, can you help me out there, Mother? 7:17, what it say? Daniel, Mother, and 7, verse number 17. What do it say in 7:17, the book of Daniel?
The book of Daniel, chapter 7. Verse 17, the great beasts, which are four of four kinds, which shall arise out of the earth.
Going to be four kings. He said it's going to be four kings that are going to rise out of the earth. Four kings. And these four kings, skip down to verse 23 and give another name for these four kings there, Mother. And verse number 23 is talking about these four kings. The four kings are going to come out. Four kings. Verse 23.
Verse 23. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverged from all kingdoms, and shall divide the whole earth, and shall trade it down and break it in pieces.
And remember today, the fourth kingdom is in place today. Everything going on now is an extension of Rome. Everything you're going on right now is an extension of Rome. It's not going to the fifth kingdom. It will be no other rule behind the fourth kingdom. This is it. But that's where you at, see, right? The fourth kingdom have to play their part and then come to an end. Because after the rule, what you mean, Latter-day Saints? Where that at, seer? All right, well, okay, let's find that out, Latter-day Saints. Let's show you that I don't care what China is doing, what any nation is doing, and second, Ezra, chapter 6, 6 through 9, can you help those see out in the Latter-day Saints? Exactly. After this, we in the fourth kingdom now. We in now called extension of Rome. Where do you think you get all the months come from? Rome. Where you think all the names of the wheat came from? Rome. Huh? Wait, all that come from Rome. So you in the sending houses. Where it come from? Rome. See, you in the Roman Empire right now. Remember, in I hold that point here. I got to pull a rabbit out of that. End time prophecy. In the 17th chapter, can you pick it up around by verse 11? Let me explain something to you in writing to show you where you at. In the Revelation 17, pick up verse 11. Let's read till we get our point. Revelation 17, verse 11. Elder, you back on the clock. Come on.
Look at Revelation chapter 17. Verse number 11 reads, Revelation chapter 17, verse number 11. And the beast that was, and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seventh, and go into prediction.
He said, the beast that was and not, but he really is, he going to be destroyed. But read down a little bit more. I want to find out where he came out of. Keep reading a little bit more. So he was not. Do you know in 198 B.C. that something happened in 198 B.C.? Huh? Septimus Severus, a man of color, he jumped Rome. And they call them years called the Dark Ages. Now, what was dark about it, that's when dark folks ruled. They ruled from 198 to 1400 and late 1400 when Theranos and taking over. When they taking over in the 1400s. That's how long peoples of color was ruling what they call the Dark Ages. From 198, Septimus Severus. You look him up, you'll find out they got the word called an African. No, he was an Israelite, but he was a wicked Israelite. But he was in charge of Rome, and they held that seat all the way to the latter part of the 1400s when they was finally got back into power. So they got bumped off, but now they deadly wound have been healed. Now, their deadly wound have been healed. Now, out of Rome comes somebody. We come on verses there. Let's see. Let's see what happened. Out of Rome. Keep reading. You read 17:11. I need to get my hit on something coming out of somebody. Come on.
Revelation 17, verse number 12. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but received power. With kings 1 hour with the beast. Verse 13. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. Verse number 14. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Yahweh of Yahweh, King of kings, and they that are with him are called chosen and faithful. Verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
He says,
hey, yo, I need a verse. I need a verse where it talks about that out of such such thing came such such thing. I don't want to tell it. I want to read then expound on it. So can you up those see out that is a verse that tells us something that I want to hear it read before we say anything about it. Can you up those see out there? Come on.
Revelation 17, verse number 9. Here's the mind which hath wisdom. 7 years are 7 mountains on which the woman sitteth. Verse 10. There are 7 kings, 5 are fallen, and 1 is. The other is not yet come, and when he cometh, he must continue a short space.
A little bit more. I need a little bit more. I need to know where he's coming out of. I need a little bit more to Elder. You on something? I need to hear a little bit more on where he's coming from.
Verse number 11.
Keep going. Give me just a little. Yeah, go ahead. What did it say?
Verse number 11. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seventh, and goeth into prediction.
That's some devil, that boy. I don't know how I missed it the first time. So he going to come out of the who, Elder? Who is this eight is coming out of who again, according to that verse 11 again? The eighth kingdom is going to come out of the what kingdom? Back up and help me out there, Elder. You on something? Come on.
Even he is the eighth and is of the seventh.
Now, the ones that's in United States, they came from all of the other countries, especially Britain. And in 1776, they became the power ruler in 1776, right? But they bloodline, they came out of the seven. And they came out of the seven, and they became the eight. That's it. Yeah. So that is the ones in power today. But they bloodline, they came out of all of the citizens of Esau nation, which you call Europeans. But the original Europeans is a polluted word for the sons of Japhetic peoples, which is dark-skinned peoples. Now, that's Esau and his five sons holding the name called Europeans after takeover by Zeppo. That's another lesson. So now, they came out of Great Britain and become the power that it is today. 1776, they become the boss man of the land as it is this day. But Ezra was told to write something in 2 Ezra chapter 6, 6 through 9. Because as that power is in power today, but 2 Ezra 6, 6 down to verse 9, help those say out there, let's find out how long and what's supposed to happen next. So we need to know. What's written? What happened next? Elder, come on.
The book of 2 Ezra 6, verse number 6 through 9 reads, 2 Ezra 6, verse number 6. Then did I consider these things. They all were made through me alone, and through none other. By me also they shall be ended, and by none other. Verse number 7. Then answered I and said, what shall be the part and asunder of the time? Or when shall be the end of the first, the beginning of it that followeth? Verse number 8. And he said unto me, from Abraham unto Isaac, when Jacob and Esau were born, of him Jacob handheld first the heel of Esau. Verse number 9. For Esau is the end of the world, and Jacob, Israel, is the beginning of it that followeth.
Yeah. So the next ruler is going to be descendants of the children of Israel. That's the next ruler. It ain't, so I don't care what China doing, Russia doing, according to the seer, the next ruler will be the voices of the true Israelites. Just break it down. Because we're going to take the lead and get our blessing. But Israel is the next ruler. As you wake up and understand what you're supposed to be doing, you got next. I don't care what you see going on in China, what's going on in Arabia, whatever's going on. The United States is all going to come to a conclusion, and it's not going to be nice. Matter of fact, we can read how it's going to be. See, we can read everything they're telling you. Let me show you how it's going to be. Let's go to the 18th chapter and look at 1 down to verse 23, 1 down to 4, and we'll skip down to the last verse 21. Let me give you an idea. See, we call this network for those that got a ear to hear. We have the story of what's going to happen. Do we watch that one-hour Satan? No, I don't watch the one-hour Satan. I watch the Bible. It tells me the story. I don't know exactly where yet. I'll do open your mouth up. In the 18th chapter, 1, 2, 3, 4, and verse 21, we we know exactly how it's going to happen. And we know how much time he needs to make it happen. Matter of fact, read verse 10 and 11 and show how much time he needs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, 11, and 21. All this is given to the six anointed camps. We know the story. Your time is always. It's up to you to understand one thing. The Bible has all answers. It's up to you to come back to the Bible. John wrote the end time prophecy. This is what he read in 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, 11, and 21. Hey, Elder, bring it out. Come on.
Revelation 18.
Yeah, make it 18. 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, 11, and 21. Is that what I need? That's good enough.
The book of Revelation, chapter 18, verse number 1 through 4, verse 10, verse number 11, and verse number 21 reads, book of Revelation 18, verse 1, and after these things I saw another minister spirit, angel, come down from heaven to having great power. The earth was lighted with his greatness. Verse number 2, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, is fallen. It has become the habitation of devils, hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Verse number 3. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacy. Verse number 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, and you be not partakers of her sin, that you receive not of her plagues. Verse number 10. Standing afar off for the fear of her torment says, Alas, alas, the great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. Verse number 11. The merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buys their merchandise anymore. Verse number 21. And a mighty angel, minister spirit, took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all.
Hey, that's what the man saying. He said, listen, the world called the new Babylon. Now, he said, this thing going out with a blast. He said, this thing is going out with violence. No, there ain't going to be no mild grade over and mild. No. He said, this thing going out in violence. So now, are you prepared for it? That's how it's going out. The Milton Spirit told my back, Yahweh, the son, John wrote that. That how this place is going out of business with violence. He going to bust this place like a wall number. It's up to you to make sure you got your book right. See, it's up to you. Now, let's back up our elder and pick up that when Paul was in Rome in 1:23. Let's read a little bit. Let's read down to 33. Pick up verse 21 just to make it sound good. Let's make a little meal out of it. When we are in Rome and book of Romans 1:21. Take it down to verse 33. Make a little meal out of it. Because he's trying to tell you something. Listen to me. This place is going out in violence. Got it? Good. Listen real good while we get ready to read in 1:21 to 33. Elder, take your time and bring the knockout blow. Come on.
The book of Romans, chapter 1. Verse number 21 to 32 reads, Book of Romans chapter 1, verse number 21. Because that when they knew Yahweh, they honored him not as Yahweh. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination. Their foolish mind was darkened. Verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Verse 23, changed the greatness of the uncorruptible Yahweh to an image made like to corruptible man, to birds, to four-footed beasts and creeping things. Verse 24, Wherefore Yahweh also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own mind, to dishonor their own body between themselves. Verse 25, who carried the truth of Yahweh into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Verse 26, for this cause Yahweh gave them up unto vile affection. Even their woman did change the natural use to that which is against nature. Verse 27, and likewise also the men leaving the natural use of the woman, barging their own lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. Verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain Yahweh in their knowledge, Yahweh gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Verse 29, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers. Verse 30, backbiters, haters of Yahweh, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Verse 31, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affections, implacable, unmerciful. Verse 32, who know the judgment of Yahweh, if they wish to commit such things are worthy of death, and only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them.
Ain't that something? So now, Paul is over in Rome. The Rome is an extension of what came out of Rome is the great United States. So now, it is an organization that got more child molesting because men with men and women with women. Because to be in this organization, you can't have no husband. When you be in this organization, you cannot have no wife. You can't have no partner that's opposite of you. See that? But it was already prophesied this was to happen. So now what organization do you know that to get in it, you can't have no wife? To get in it, you can't have no husband. So what do that open the door for? What Paul was saying in 121 down to 33, it opened the door for what you got going on now. You got a list so long of child molesting and everything. They paid out money by the sand of the sea. Why? Because they're breaking the rules of the Bible. See that? And now they got a great big summit saying, everybody coming to learn from us to teach them. You see that? So you see, this ministry is to wake up those that got ear to hear. If you see everything you're doing is contrary to the Bible, you don't know when your time going to run out. When your time run out, all this will be, you heard will be brought back to the table. What if you follow it? Try, you can follow the Bible. It's up to you. Time's going to tell it. Now, so now we are laid that foundation, showing you soundly that it's time now to wake up. Now let's run to 1 Thessalonians. Now Paul, in 1 verse 5, we finally made it back to that verse. See, Paul was told by the Almighty. Matter of fact, read that, Mother. Hey, Mother E, read that Galatians chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. And then Elder, hand me that 1 Thessalonians. That chapter 1, verse 1 through 10, waiting on me. So let me tell you something. He always sends somebody to you, tell you, so why don't you take a look at this book? Get out of your feelings. What is you doing? Is you doing the Bible, or are you doing what your daddy did? You're going to lose. You're going to pay the price. And that's our job to tell you. You're going to pay the price. Listen to what said that Mother E is getting ready. What you ready to read, Mother E?
Galatians chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. Verse 15. Verse 15. When you please Yahweh, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his covenant. Verse 16. To reveal his son in me, that I might teach him among the nations. Immediately I conferred, not with flesh and blood.
Mm-hmm. So Paul was raised from the womb. Paul was raised from the womb to take care of the father's business for the son. He knew the son was going back up. So Paul was raised from the womb to take care of his business. See? So now since Paul raised from the womb, let's see what he do once he was called. Go find them northern kin that's scattered, even old wicked Judah. Go find him and talk some Bible to him. Now listen to what he says here. But remember what we heard in the beginning. It's a big summit in Rome. He said, the world of all the big dignitaries is coming to us. And we're going to teach them. But we went in the Bible in the 50th chapter, and Almighty said, you don't supposed to have my covenant coming out your mouth. So who run it? See, who run it? So now, in 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1, 1 through 10, watch the old hell lay it out there, and now Paul on the mission. He's looking for the northern kingdom that's scattered. Israelites that's scattered. He don't bounce him. Let's see what he says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, 1 through 10. Elder, you're back on the clock. Come on.
Book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse number 1 through 10 reads, the book of 1 Thessalonians 1, verse number 1, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the congregation of Israel in Thessalonica, which is in Yahweh the Father and in Yahweh the Son. Grace be unto you and peace from Yahweh our Father and Yahweh the Son. Verse number 2, we give thanks to Yahweh always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. Verse 3, remember without ceasing your work of faith, covenant, and labor of love, and patience of hope in our Yahweh the Son, in the sight of Yahweh and our Father. Verse number 4, knowing brethren, we love your election of Yahweh. Verse 5, for our covenant came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the righteous spirit, and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. Verse 6, you became followers of us and of Yahweh, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the righteous spirit. Verse number 7, so that you were example to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. Verse number 8, for from you sound out the word of Yahweh, not only in, for from you sounded out the word of Yahweh, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith, the Yahweh word is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. Verse number 9, for they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you. Now you charge the Yahweh from idols to serve the living and true Yahweh. Verse number 10, to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Yahweh the Son, which delivered us from the wrath to come.
Read verse 6 again, Elder. What does verse 6 mean?
The book of 1 Thessalonians 1, verse number 6 reads, you became followers of us and of Yahweh the Son, have received the word in much affliction with joy of the righteous spirit.
Now, So we read that according to the Bible, you supposed to be father of us. But the summit in Rome, the us is Rome now. Now all the big nations is coming to follow them. Well, man, the Bible don't support that. According to Paul, is from the tribe of, give me 11 verse 1 and 2 to Elder. Where Paul from? In Romans chapter 11 verse 1 and 2. So Paul saying that his mission was to have them of Israelite descent to follow us. So where is Paul? What is his bloodline that we can read in the 11th chapter, verse 1 and 2 there, Elder? Help the old say out there. Elder, what does it say?
The book of Romans, chapter 11, verse number 1 and verse number 2 reads. Book of Romans 11, verse 1. I say then, have Yahweh cast away his people? Yahweh forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. Verse number 2. Yahweh have not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Would ye not what the scripture said of Elijah? How he make intercession to Yahweh against Israel, saying.
You see that? So he said, if some it's supposed to be, you probably look for the lead tribe from Israel, that's Judah. According to the Bible, he said, we're not being cast away. So how is Esau, his five sons, got a son for all the world to come up on the one world order? And the Bible says, you both all come up under the children of Israel led by Judah. Now you see that? So you see, something ain't right. When you open this Bible up, so if there'll be any summit, it's going to be called by the peoples of the book. The lead tribe is Judah. That's the leader of the 12 tribes of Israel. So if we ain't called no summit, you both have a covenant coming out your mouth. So you see that? We read that in first book of Maccabees, that when Alexander, the sons of Esau, translated today as the white man and the white woman, took power, and he gave his power to his four friends, and all of them put crowns on their head, and out of their loins come Antioch Epiphanes, which means the God of this world, and we find out that evil multiplied himself. Now the same ones that making that statement are the same bloodlines of the peoples of Antioch Epiphanes. You see that? And they said in 141, all need to come up on a one banner and let us teach you. That's the same thing we hear now. So go in your computer and just look up for the summit that's in Rome today. All the big dignitaries is coming to Rome. They're going to sit down with us, the Roman says, and we're going to teach them. Teach them what? Teach them what? That's it, right? So it's up to you. You can continue to pay the six anointed captain on never mind. But everything we're saying, one day, Mother Eve, one day, everything we're saying, Mother, in the 12th chapter, verse 40, and St. John chapter 12. Hey, Mother, help those see out. In St. John chapter 12, can you help those see out in the verse in St. John 12? See, everything we saying to you in St. John chapter 12, verse number 48 says what? Hey, Mother E, what do St. John 12, 48 say that we all can read together? What does it say? Mother E, 12, verse number 48. Take your time there, Mother E. The world is listening. 12, 48. What it say in St. John? You on the clock, come on.
St. John, chapter 12, verse 48. He that rejected me and received not my words, as one that judged him, the word that I have spoken, the same shall do it him in the last day.
Ain't that something? He said, look here, what you're hearing now, guess what? Everything you hear is going to be what judged you the last day, and it's going to be these words. See? Because he made it plain, mother. And the 14th chapter, he made it plain what he going to do in verse 12. What he say he going to do, mother, in 14 verse 12 of the same book of St. John? He made it plain. See, one thing about it, he makes it plain, but we are dull of hearing. What he say in verse 14, verse 12? What he say in St. John, mother?
St. John, chapter 14. St. John, chapter 14.
Yeah, verse
12. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the work that I do, shall he do also, and greater work than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
You imagine just say it. Now what did he say? He said, truly, truly, I say unto you. He says, he gonna do greater works than me, because I'm going to the Father. So it will be a he to do greater works than him. So it'll be a he. And what will the he be doing for you have example? Okay, let's see what the he be doing, mother, in Malachi 4:4-6. So now we're going to find out what he going to be doing. So he had to pull prophecy. He said, listen, tell you something. I got so much time to be with you, 3.5 years of teaching, and I'm going back and sitting on the right hand of the Father. But he going to come, and he going to do greater works than what I did. See, 2,000 years ago, when he came to the Feast of Dedication, he didn't have to tell them about the Sabbath day. They knew about the Sabbath day. He didn't have to tell them his name was YHWH the Son. They knew about that. He had to tell them they need to put on fringes. They already knew that already. Huh? They already knew that it wasn't no rapture or going up, up, and away. They knew that already. But they said when he come, he going to do greater works than what I did. Because when he comes, he'll run the people that think they can still do, hold that point, mother. We going to run the people and think that you still can do 22 verse 5 and 12 of Deuteronomy. Then give me that verse. See, he didn't have to go through this, but we got to go too. And Deuteronomy 22, verse 5 and 12, look what the he got to put on the table and get all kind of eyes in the corner. But it got to be done. Deuteronomy 22, verse 5 and 12, mother, he, Israel, take your time and bring it out. Come on.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 22, verses 5 and verse 12. Deuteronomy, chapter 22, verse 5. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man. Neither shall the man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are abomination unto the Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 12. Thus shall make thee fringes upon the four quarters of thy vestry, wherewith thou cover thyself.
See, he didn't have to talk none of that. They knew that 2,000 years ago. Now, we ain't got a clue on none of that. So he got to show through better works. Now, back up and give me 37 through 39, mother, of numbers. So now when he comes, he want to do greater works, because he want to go back and read what it says in Numbers chapter 15:37-39. What did it say there, Mother E?
Okay. The book of Numbers, chapter 15, verses 37 to 39. Numbers chapter 15, verse 37. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, 38, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the border of their garments throughout their generation, and that they put upon the fringes of the border a ribbon of blue. 39. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Yahweh and do them, and that you seek not after your own mind and your own eyes, after which you used to go a horn.
Yeah. So you see, he ain't have to go through none of that. They already knew all that good stuff when he came. But now, well, I ain't taking my pants off. Well, if you got a job where you wear pants, it's good. But once the job is over, you go in your closet and to your locker and put your dress on with your fringes on and go on about your business. That's what he's saying. We know if you off into jobs that you got to wear pants, especially climbing ladders or jumping fences, you got to have your pants on. But after that job is over, you go in your locker room and put your fringes back on and your dress and go on about your business. See? Now, let's go to Malachi. That's 4, verse 4 down to verse 6. Now, this is what the he going to do. Let's see what he going to do, and then you tell me who to this fit. Malachi chapter 4, verse 4 down to verse 6. Now, just look, just listen with your ears and tell me who do this fit. And Malachi 4 down to verse 6. What is that, Mother E?
The book of Malachi, chapter 4, verses 4 to 6, verse 4. Remember you the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgment. Verse 5. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the seer, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Yahweh. Verse 6. And he shall turn the minds of the father to the children, and the mind of the children unto their father, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
Mm-hmm. So he say the sign of when he comes, he will be in the spirit of Elijah. And he'll start telling you family things. Stop family things. He'll talk family things to you. He'll tell your mind back to come out of that what you're in now. And do the family thing now. That's how he gonna talk. He gonna tell you, hey, put some fringes on. Cover yourself up. That's what he gonna say. Because he's trying to save your life, Ayodo. He's trying to save your life because if you don't know this, you gonna run into something and Zephaniah 1:6-9. See, the seer's job is to tell you things. It's up to you. And your time is always on the clock. So in Zephaniah chapter 1, Elder, verse 6-9, make it plain for the national audience. Come on.
Because Zephaniah chapter 1, number 6-9 reads, Book of Zephaniah chapter 1. Verse number 6. Zephaniah 1, verse number 6. Them that are turned back from Yahweh, though they have not sought Yahweh nor inquired for him. Verse number 7. Hold thy peace at the presence of Yahweh, for the day of Yahweh is at hand. Yahweh prepared a sacrifice. Yet he bid his guest. Verse 8. It shall come to pass in the day of Yahweh's sacrifice. I will punish the prison and the king's children. And all such are clothed with strange apparel.
You hear that? He said, I'm going to punish you. He said, you're going to have your daisy dudes on, you're going to have your pants on, and you got men's wearing the dresses. He's going to punish you. I'm going to do you some damage. He told Zebulun, just put it in right. He's not going to pick it up. But the six anointed camps of boss over to his life, he said, I'm going to whoop you. I'm going to whoop you even if you died. I'm going to wake you up and still whoop you. You tell to ignore all the scriptures showing you what to have on, what to wear, and you decide to do your own thing. So I'm going to wake you up. I'm going to punish you for it. So you see, it is up to you. So our job is to tell you what the man's saying. See, because hell in 28 verse 8 of Jeremiah, because if I don't tell you what the man's saying, look what he says. Then that means one thing, that I'm not following the rules and regulations. What it say, we can read Elder in 28 verse 8 of the book of Jeremiah. What it say?
Look at Jeremiah 28, verse number 8. Jeremiah chapter 28, verse number 8 read. The seers that have been before me and before thee of old prophesied both against many countries and against great kingdoms of war and of evil and of pestilence.
You see that? The seals before him talked about it, and the seals that's after him is talking about it. He's letting you know that war, diseases, pestilence, all that stuff is coming on you rapidly. Because remember, Bill Gates is buying up all the land he can get his hand on. He bound everything to get his hand on. Why? We'll read to you maybe tomorrow, why? Because, you know, hey, buy the land, spray the spray on it, you know, the minimum airplanes to come past and spray the pestilence on it. Now, this is dedicated to coming to this area, that area. Huh? That's why we keep telling you. Land, school, banquet hall. Grow your own. Get to school. Get to banquet hall. Get your own radio station. Tell you up front what you're going to be doing. You're going to roll your sleeves up, be a backbiter, murmuring, complainer. It's about your youth to come after you. They need a school to go to. They need to go in their own garden and pull out their own stuff. Because Bill Gates, instead of Esau, he buying up everything he can get. He buying up land just to buy it up to keep you away from it. So you can send his airplanes over there. Spread down. You know, back in the South, you used to see it all day long. Airplanes come flying past and just drop whatever you got on it. Drop that spray on top of it. Mm-hmm. You think they're doing something good? It was because you jumped in. Amen. So we tell you, it's up to you to take heed what the six anointed camps tell you 6 nights a week. Everything we tell you be spirit-led from the Almighty. That nobody will be on the summit but voices of a true Israelite, according to the Bible. All we're going to be talking now is the tribe of Judah. And all we're going to be trying to do is organizing the other 11 tribes. Go out the other nation to take care of himself. Now, in 1 Thessalonians the Elder, chapter 2 now, let's look at 1 through 5, 15, I mean 8 through 15. Let's take a look at this right here. So now, he's the only one to be talking about us teaching them is voices of the true Israelite. First Thessalonians 2, 1 through 5, 8 through 15, which said WCC, fear we might cut you off. Well, if you cut me off, what can I say? It's your radio station. So, well, you're taking on in. Got everybody's ready to take it on in. See, the word got to be told. It's up to you to pay some attention. So in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, 1 through 5, 8 through 15, Elder, you're back on the clock. Come on.
Book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 1 through 5, verse number 8 through 15 reads. Book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 1. For yourselves, brethren, know our interest in unto you. It was not in vain. Verse number 2. And even after that we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as you know at Philippi, we were bold in our Yahuwah to speak unto you the covenant of Yahuwah with much contention. Verse number 3. For our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile. Verse 4. But as we were allowed of Yahuwah to be put in trust with the covenant, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but Yahuwah, which trieth our minds. Verse number 5. For neither at any time use we flattering words, as ye know, nor a cloak of covetousness. Yahuwah is witness. Verse number 8. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the covenant of Yahuwah only, but also our own life, because we were dear unto us, because you were dear unto us. Verse number 9. For you remember, brethren, our labor and travail, but labor night and day, because we would not be chargeable unto any of you. We taught unto you the covenant of Yahuwah. Verse number 10. You are witness in Yahuwah also, how righteous and justly and unblameable we behave ourselves among you that believe. Verse number 11. As you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father does his children. Verse number 12. And you will walk worthy of Yahuwah. We have called you unto his kingdom and greatness. Verse 13. For this cause also we thank Yahuwah without ceasing. Because when you received the word of Yahuwah, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of Yahuwah, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Verse 14. For you, brethren, became followers of the congregation of Yahuwah, which in Yahuwah the Son. For you also have suffered like things as your own countrymen, even as they have of Yahuwah. Southern Kingdom, verse 15. Who both killed Yahuwah the Son and their own shepherds, now persecuted us. And they please not Yahuwah, and are contrary to all men.
You know what I'm saying? So now you see where you get that follow us and them come talk. They gonna be taught. No. You being a robber and taking it away from the children of Israel. That's our statement. You gonna be taught by us. See, now they don't taking that. Now they talking about in Rome, the sins of Esau. Translate day as white man to white woman, they're going to do the teaching. All the nations. But that's, we know you're not going to read these. We do the teaching. You hear what Paul said? So he says, you need to walk after us and learn from us. But how you get your walk right? You precept your Bible, Mother E. Hey, Mother E, let's precept the Bible and show you how you're supposed to walk. Let's run to 1 John on the right side of the book, chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, then just slide right down and get our walk real good, and 2 John 1, verse 6. Right down there, Mother Z. Here it's all written down for Mother E. 1 John 1, 6 and 7, and 2 John 1, verse 6, and then Elder help me, St. John chapter 14, verse 14, 15, 21 through 26, waiting on me. See, this ministry is a load on the world. Why do you think the WCC, the World Council of Churches, the Latter-day Saints, why do you think they just packed the network? Oh, I hear what you're saying. We going to catch you in something. Yeah, you can catch me in something, all right. You going to catch me in the word of Almighty Yahuwah. That's what you going to catch me in. So one thing I'm trying to tell you, C. Ray, The only one supposed to call a summit is Voices of the True Israelites. The sixth anointed count. That's why we, yesterday on Pal Talk, we'd be there at 8 o'clock. All the ones that teaches, they'd be in that room. And they showed out yesterday from 8 o'clock to 10:30 in grand style. Make those see it happy. I just laid back and dropped my herbal tea. See, that's what it's all about. See, remember, J.A. LaHoover says the greatest spiral that the world don't need to see is when the children of Israel come together in unity. That's when the trouble gonna start. That's right. J.A. LaHoover, pull him up and see what he said. He said that's the greatest spirit is when the children of the book come together in unity. Put all their differences aside and look at the Bible. They know it's always there. That's the point I'm trying to tell you. If you come back to the Bible, Yahweh is going to give us a Psalm 61:7. He's going to step in and give us a double. As long as you're dragging your feet, don't want to do the Bible, you lose. You don't want to lose. I'm going to run up. What we read, Mother? St. John, 1 John, right side of the book, chapter 1, 6 and 7. Then slide down to 2 John 1, verse 6. So Paul said, all you want that's scattered from Judah, all over scattered. He said, you need to get your walk right. Let's find out about that walk. Come on, Mother. You're on the clock. Come out.
1 John chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Yahweh the Son, his Son, cleanse us from all sin. Second John chapter 1 verse 6. Second John chapter 1 verse 6. And this is love, that we walk after the commandment. This is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, you shall walk in it.
So Paul was trying to get Northern Kingdom and Judah that were scattered out there to get their walk right. And he was telling them, y'all got to walk in the law. You got to come back to the law, the commandments, the law. The reason why we say what we say is now because we're not trying to edify ourselves. We know that's a Torah instruction, but you got almost 700,000 on the international side need to be redressed all over again. They think Sunday is the day of worship. They got everything wrong. They got the name wrong. Everything wrong. So we got to redress them all over with the understanding that we're not trying to feed ourselves. It's to feed them. You need to come back to the law. If you don't keep the law, you ain't got none coming. They ain't going to burn you in the back. How about that? See? How about that? Coming to you. The man going to burn you in the back. Name is turn. You keep the law, the man gonna bite you in the back. You don't know when your time coming. That's why we give it all we got, 6 nights a week. Because it can be no more for those seers. But they all in place, all over the country. That's the point. We gonna do his will until those seers no longer to tell you nothing. So, elder, over in St. John chapter 14, verse 14, 15, 21, down to verse 26. Let's talk about the elder. You on the clock. Come on.
Book of St. John, chapter 14, verse number 14, verse 15, verse 21 through 26 reads. The Book of St. John, chapter 14, verse number 14 reads. St. John, chapter 14, verse number 14. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Verse 15. If you love me, keep my Torah instructions. commandments. Verse 21. You're she that have my commandments and keepeth them. You're she it is that loveth me. And they that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love them and will manifest myself to them. Verse 22. Judah said unto him, not Issachar, your squaw. How is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Verse 23. Now quite the son answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love them. And we will come unto them and make our abode with him. Verse 24. You see that loveth me not, keepeth not my saying. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father, your Father, Father, which sent me. Verse 25. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. Verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
Mm-hmm. And you're hearing a Comforter right now. We're teaching you all things called a teaching on account. He says, I'm going to send a Comforter to you. A Comforter is a teacher. And you've been, and so say, don't call the broadcast or the international line to teach. Call to get a question answered or something. Because you can't teach us. We teach you. The Comforter is to teach. So we come humble 6 nights a week to teach you. Take another look at this Bible. You're out of order everywhere. Your time's going out. Then what will happen? Huh? The man going to burn you in the fire. He's going to wake you up and burn you in the fire. Probably we might read this after we bring our elders tears in and give his closing statement and tell y'all about the broadcast and Mother's in. And while we take a little stretch and bring Elder Mr. Tills back in and give his closing statements on unlocking the biblical mystery dark sands of Cape 39. Hey, Elder Mr. Tills, you're back on the clock for your final conclusion. Come on.
Well, once again, Yaquab question, Seer Israel. Thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And thus far, I hope everyone has enjoyed a very educational first part of our broadcast. You know, sometimes it pays to take notes because this is a lot of important information that we pass out, even for some people that are from the churches. And that's more important for them because they're the ones that actually have more of an impact on people than an average person. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching. And welcome and thanking all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yaquab's Ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yaquab's Word. I even had to ask one of the preachers the other day, what book are you giving me these verses from? Doesn't appear that it's coming from the King James Version. So this is why we learn how to connect the books, the words of Yaquab, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping those Sabbath days. All this is important stuff. We do this because this is information you came to seek and have to look no further. You've now found it in the voices of the True Israelites, tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And those days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. However, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search line, enter tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, you will see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. Or any other device you possibly might see menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll still see choices. He'll choose the tithes and offerings in doing so. Remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus. Looks like we got a bit of background noise. Everybody wants to get into our conversation. But anyway, getting back to our broadcast, remember, Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver, as I was saying. And according to the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah alive. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. We even have a calendar. That calendar is there to help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This feature is available during our live broadcast time by entering three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking it, just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah, and click the red live button. As soon as it appears, it'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyahdah@gmail.com. The other is yahdahisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. We even have a few numbers that you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. As I've said many times before, you will hear a discouraging click followed by a dial tone. Also, by calling this number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you might imagine, he's pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos that most of us have seen. And now, even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. As I said, unless you call trying to teach, you will only hear the discouraging click followed by a dial tone. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our program today, catch the entire show after 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live, and after click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah. Just choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. So now so we can get back to our program, we'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Here for now, the best part of the broadcast is getting ready to come on now with Mother Z. The Mother Z, listen to everything that is said. Unlocking the Biblical Mystery, Deep Dark Sands of Case number 39. And Mother, he going to give a commentary, or she's going to, whatever the Almighty put on her, she going to tell you. So that's what time it is. It's the best part of the broadcast with Mother Z. Come to the microphone and holler in that microphone about whatever Almighty done put on her. Anything that been said, don't take that in mind. We'll find out. When you meet the mothers out of Kawan, Mother Z, tribe of Yahda Judah. Hey, Mother Z, Yahweh be with you, L.C. Royal.
Yahweh bless and keep you, seal Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Mother Z. Well, you know one thing, we got a lot of work to do. And one thing we can say, the mothers is an example on how you get in where you've been in at. And don't be worried about what's to your left, what's to your right, but it's about Yahweh's business. So whatever the Almighty put on you on take 39 to tell them, you on the clock. Come on.
I'm going to read in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31. I'll just read Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 1, and then I'm going to go to 31. At the same time, said the Yahweh, I will, wait a minute, 31:1. At the same time, said the Yahweh, will I be the Yahweh of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. And then I'm going to go and read 31. Jeremiah 31:31. Behold, the day cometh, said the Yahweh, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, and with the house of Yahda Judah. And then I'm going to go and read, and I don't know if the people are catching or not. I'm going to go read from there, Jeremiah 32:40. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their mind that they shall not depart from me. And I'm going to go back and read some more in 32, verse 32. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant that they broke, although I was an husband unto them, said the Yahweh. Verse 33, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the family of Israel after those days, said the Yahweh. I will put my law in their upward part and write it in their minds, and will be their Yahweh, and they shall be my people. Verse 34. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Yahweh of for they shall all know me from the least of them to the greatest of them, said the Yahweh, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Verse 35. Thus said the Yahweh, which gave the sun for a light by day and the ordinance of the moon. And let's turn the page. And the ordinance of the moon, and the ordinance of the moon and of the stars are a light by night, which divide the sea when the waves, therefore roll, the Yahweh of hosts is his name. Verse 36, if the ordinance depart, if those ordinance depart from before me, said the Yahweh, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Verse 37 and number 737, thus said the Yahweh, if heaven above can be measured and the foundation of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, said the Yahweh. Hallelujah.
So what you're saying, Mother Z, is Israel was in place then and they in place now. That's it. So we're in something for, because it's contrary to what's going on around the world. Before we get in contact with boys over to Israelite, according to that, everything is still in place. Because Israel, tribe of Yahdah, Judah, he makes it plain in Amos chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and 7, he makes it plain, backed up in 147, 19, and 20 in the closing statement of that, Mother. So in Amos 3, 2, and verse 7, it's leaning down to the book of Psalms, 147, 19 and 20, and a closing statement, that mother. So, he makes it plain. I mean, how is we reading this out of the Bible, but they got a summit going on in Rome? And is Amos 3, 1, 2, and verse 7 going to be talked about? Will the prophecy of Psalms 147, 19, and 20 be talked about at the summit? We'll find out. Mother E, you on the clock, and a closing statement, catch you on the special edition called Thursday evening. You on the clock. Come on.
Amos chapter 3, 1, 2, and 7. Okay. Let me get there. Amos. Amos chapter 3.
It's called Thursday evening. Be back on that way at 6 o'clock. Log in and hear more from Voices of the True Israelites, the Six Anointed Camps. Come on there, Mother. You're on the clock. Come on.
Amos chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 7. Amos chapter 3, verse 1. Hear this word that the Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your sins. Verse 7, surely the Yahweh will do nothing, but he revealed his secret unto his servant, the seer. Psalms 147, 19 and 20. Psalm 147, 19 and 20. Verse 19. He showed his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. Verse 20. He had not dealt so with any nation as for nation, and as for his judgment, they have not known them. Praise you, Yahweh.
He said, the nation don't know his judgment. So what they doing running the mouth, having a summit going on, the Latter-day Saints, the Roman Catholic Church, the WCC, World Council Churches, it's nothing wrong with listening to the broadcast, but all one folks be talking is voices of a true Israelite, according to the Bible. You don't know the Bible unless we teach you the Bible, but you got to understand all the things. The only way you got a chance for salvation to do the parts that we're going to talk about tomorrow, you must come under forces of the true Israelites. Not have no summit. No. According to the Bible, because he didn't give it to you. So why is you teaching it? We know you're listening, but why are you teaching it? All right, Mother E. Sound great to me. Closing statement, you on the clock. Come on.
Okay. Thank you and praise Yahweh for this class. Thanking and praising Yahweh to be in the class. And thanking and praising Yahweh for each and every one that's listening in. I'm going to read Psalm 134, verses 1 and 2. Behold, bless you, the Yahweh, all ye servants of the Yahweh, which by night stand in the house, the temple of Yahweh. Verse 2. Lift up your hand in the sanctuary and bless the Yahweh. 3. The Yahweh that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Yahweh Judah. Hallelujah.
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 That's Mother E, Mother Z, Mother D of Israel. The mothers, they lead by example. They lead by example. That's up to you. Now, A-I-L. El Yada, Israel. I want to come back and revisit in 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 12. I want to revisit that because I think that first got some dripping precepts on it. Because we need to tie it in because right now the summit is to teach them about a new covenant and all that good stuff. So I want to revisit 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12, and let's find out something about what it says. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12. What does it say to the elder?
Book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 12 reads, that you will walk worthy of Yahweh, to call you unto his kingdom and honor.
Mm-hmm. He said, you got to walk worthy to be called to his kingdom and honor. You got to walk worthy, and you got to have you some Mark 115 on you, too. Hey, yo, they got to have some Mark 115, too. What it say?
Book of Mark, chapter 1, verse number 15 reads. Mark chapter 1. Verse number 15. It's saying the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of Yahweh is in hand. Repent you and believe the covenant.
He said, you gotta repent and believe the covenant. You gotta believe that the only way you'll get to where you gotta get to, you gotta come through Judah. And we know clearly the sixth anointed camps is Judah. So you gotta talk right this way. So the Almighty Son there, Elder, and Matthew 26, verse 26 down to verse 29, you know, his pardon statement was pretty profound. And let's read some of his pardon statements he says in Matthew 26, verse 26 down to verse 29. Let's talk about that a little bit, Elder. Come on.
The book of Matthew 26, verse number 26 through 29 reads. Book of Matthew 26, verse number 26. And as they were eating, Yahweh the Son took bread and blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to the disciples, followers, and said, take, eat, This is my body. Verse 27. He took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink you all of it. Verse 28. For this is the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Verse 29. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine till the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
Take that stuff. He talking about kingdom here. He said, look here, I'm going to drag it up with you right now. But the next time we drink this thing, we're going to be in my Father's kingdom. So, you know, they got teaching out here about a rapture going up, up and away. He come out of our Father's kingdom, so we better find out through the precept where this kingdom going to be at, that the children of Israel going to get them a little shot with him and toasting, hitting the glass. So when you kept the dedication them 8 days, he brought all that to your remembrance about a kingdom, huh? A kingdom. So, Elder, he was on his way up. And Acts chapter 1, 6 through 8, let's read, because it was a statement made, and let's examine the statement, what's going on in the book of Acts chapter 1, 6 down to verse 8. You're back on the clock, Elder, come out.
Book of Acts chapter 1, verse number 6 through 8 reads, Book of Acts chapter 1, verse 6, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Yuck what? Would you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? Verse number 7. He said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season, which Yahweh the Father had put in his own power. Verse 8. But you shall receive power after that the righteous spirit has come upon you. You shall be witness unto me, both in Yahweh Judah and in Israel, southern and northern kingdom, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth.
And the uttermost part is where we are right now. The western part and the eastern part belongs to Shem, so that cuts right through that conversation about some Africa, but that's another lesson. So he's saying, you know, they want to know, are you going to restore the kingdom again to us, to our tribe? See, that means the children of Israel ain't never been up and away. They had a physical kingdom that was tore up in 70 A.D. See that, see earlier? So, you know, that rapture going up and away, again, that's other nation teaching you about something that ain't need to be discussed. Peter won't know if you're going to restore the kingdom again to us, to the tribes of Israel. He said, well, now, it's in the Father's hands. He knew in the spirit realm, you know, he didn't tell us. But we'll tell you, if you want to know where the kingdom is going to be at, why don't you just remember what Mother read? He will do nothing but reveal his secrets to his servants to seal. So if you want to know about the kingdom, where it's going to be at, let's see if we read a little bit. Let's go to Psalms 132 there. Elder, we look at 1 through 5 and 5 down to verse 15. See, we're going to find out. That if you want to know the truth of the matter, just come, sit down, big ears, little mouth, learn, help yourself, help your family. That rapture doctrine and all that up and away, it don't support the Bible. Now watch it, he's going to tell you exactly about the kingdom that he's coming to. We'll give it a read all together. Psalm 132, 1 through 5, 5 through 10. Elder, Yada, Israel, you're back on the clock, come on.
Book of Psalms, chapter 132, verse number 1 through 5, 5 through 10.
10 through 15.
The book of Psalms, chapter 132, verse number 1 through 5, verse number 10 through 15 reads. Book of Psalms, 132, verse 1. Yahweh remembered David and all his afflictions. Verse 2. Hey, he swear unto Yahweh and vowed unto the mighty Yahweh of Israel. Verse number 3. Should I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. Verse 4. I will not give sleep to mine eyes, nor slumber to mine eyelids. Verse 5, until I find out a place for Yahuwah, an habitation for the mighty Yahuwah of Israel. Verse 10, for thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. Verse 11, Yahuwah sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn away from him, of the fruit of your body will I sit upon your throne. Verse 12, if your children will keep my covenant, my covenant that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon a throne forevermore. Verse 13, for Yahuwah have chosen Yahuwah of Judah, southern kingdom. He has desired it for his habitation. Verse 14, this is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. Verse 15, I would abundantly bless her provision. I would satisfy her poor with bread.
That's pretty plain where he gonna be. He desired to be right here. And he said he gonna be with the poor. Now we gotta find out about this poor boy. Everybody start skinning and grinning now, Elder. Let's run to Isaiah 14:32. What poor is he talking about that he gonna be around? Because everybody loves to say, well, he just said poor. He didn't put no name on it. Well, because you wasn't taught how to precept. If you were taught a precept, you would know that he got something laying back behind the tree. The precept is talking about who he's talking to. 14:32, Elder, come out.
Book of Isaiah 14:32 reads, what shall one then answer? The messenger of the nation, that Yahuwah has founded Yahuwah Judah, and the poor of his people shall trust in it.
Ain't that something? Here's the man. See, let me tell you something. If you learn how to precept your Bible, you won't be so mystified, and then you'll be all right in Yahuwah's eyes. So now Ezekiel the seer, he said, let me get a shot of that, or where our father going to be at, but we can be clear about it. See, remember, the children of Israel ain't be clear about it. You got it in the books, but the wraps you up and away, 3.5 years of this. No, don't put all that aside. Why don't you believe what he say, what the seer said? Let's go to Ezekiel 43 there, Elder. And we'll look at verse 1, 2, 4 down to verse 7. Let's see what we can read on what he told Ezekiel what he gonna be at. Huh? We'll find out. Ezekiel 43:1-4 down to verse 7. Come on.
Book of Ezekiel 43:1-2. Verse 4-7 reads, Book of Ezekiel 43:1. Afterwards he brought me to the gate, even the gate that looketh toward the east. Verse 2, behold, the greatness of Yahuwah of Israel came from the way of the east. His voice was like a noise of many waters, and the earth shined with his greatness. Verse 4, and the greatness of Yahuwah the Son came into the temple by the way of the gate, whose prospect is toward the east. Verse 5. So the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the greatness of Yahuwah the Son filled the temple. Verse 6. And I heard him speaking unto me out of the temple, and the man stood by me. Verse 7. He said unto me, Son of man, place up my throne in the place of the sole of my feet, where I would dwell in the midst of the family of Israel forever. My righteous name shall the family of Israel no more defile, neither they nor their kings, by their whoredom, nor by the crookedness of their king in their high places.
Ah, my. So he said, when I dwell, they ain't going to file that name no more. So he must gonna do something that we can read. So he must gonna do something there, Elder, that we can read, but they not gonna file his name no more. Can you tell us about it in the first book of Enoch, chapter 40? Let's find out what he mean by it. He said, you know, when come a time, you can get my name right. That's what he say. He said, you're not gonna, when I got my big black feet on top of the children of Israel in the land of Yahuwah Judah, he's going to be the father of my name no more. I wonder why not. Let's see, can we read? Maybe Enoch can tell us why you have his name right, the one that make it. First book of Enoch, chapter 41 through 7. Let's talk about it, Elder. Come on.
First book of Enoch, chapter 40, verse number 1 through 7 reads. First book of Enoch, chapter 40, verse number 1. And after that, I saw thousands of thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. Verse 2. I saw a multitude beyond number and reckoning, who stood before the Yahweh of spirits. And on the four sides of Yahweh of spirits, I saw four figures, different from those that did not sleep. And I learned their names. For the minister spirit that went with me told me their names and showed me all the hidden things. Verse 3. Now I heard the voice of those four present as they uttered praises before Yahweh of honor. Verse 4. The first voice, bless Yahweh's spirit forever and ever. Verse 5. The second voice I heard, blessing elect one, the elect one who depended on Yahweh. Verse 6. The third voice I heard prayed in deceit and interceded for those who live on the earth and prayed earnestly in the name of Yahweh. Verse number 7. And I heard the fourth voice, fending off Satan, adversary and accuser, and forbidding them to come before Yahweh to accuse them who dwell on the earth.
Hey, that's something. Here's the man that said it. He said the one that didn't have the name right, the time ran out. You want to call them all them other names? Okay. He said, you're not going to be explaining your hand because boss of the two Israelites told you he didn't have but one name. That's up to you. Give me Psalm 95, 7 through 11. There, Elder. He said, look here. He said the angels were holding them off for you justifying using the mother name. He said, you ain't got nothing coming. He was holding them off. He said, the one that held that name down right, they was coming in. But the one that didn't have that name right, still want to call him Lord, God, Jesus, and Allah, and Buddha, and Yahweh, it was over with. Enoch wrote it. Well, 40, 1 through 7. Elder, what it says in Psalm 95, 7 through 11. Listen good. Come on, Elder.
The book of Psalm, chapter 95, verse number 7 through 11 reads, Psalm 95, verse 7. For he is our Yahweh, and we are the people of his pastors, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, verse number 8. Hear not your mind as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Verse number 9, when your fathers tempted me, proved me and saw my work. Verse 10, every year, 40 years long, was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their mind. They have not known my ways. Verse number 11, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Is it here? Give me St. John 20:31 and close statement, Elder. Excellent on your part. Excellent. The mothers, the elders, everybody was excellent on tape 39. Catch you all tomorrow at 6 p.m. St. John 20:31 and close statement, Elder. Excellent. Excellent. Come on.
The book of St. John chapter 20, verse number 31 reads, book of St. John chapter 20. Verse number 31. For these are written that you might believe that Yahweh the Son is Yahweh, the Son of Yahweh the Father, and that believing you might have life through his name.
Excellent. Life is only in the name of the four letters. All the old names get you thrown in the bottom of the liquor pile. Elder, you stood tall as days of old. Closing statement is all yours. Until we get it again tomorrow at 6 p.m. Come on.
Well, the wind rolled out there, Seer Israel, a seed royal. To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. You see, it's easy to make those seer happy. Just deliver the knockout blow. Don't be bumming around. Deliver the knockout blow, believe what the Bible's saying. Huh? That's it. Believe the Bible. The Bible telling you that you got any other name besides the four letters, he going to tell you too late. You didn't get it right time. Life is only in the name of YHWH, according to St. John 20:31. You call him any other name. Ain't no life in them names. So why are you calling him Lord God and Jesus? Life is only in the four letters. That's the only name going to get you in the kingdom. See, that's plain. But you know what? It's a bombshell to everybody that's outside of the covenant. See, that's why we say the only summit for the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Join you. It's life in the name of the four letters. If you do not use the four letters, you're going to say, oh, I know his name is Yahweh. He said, too late. Told you that. And 40, verse 1 through 7. He said, we'll be fending you off, all you that ain't got the name Yahweh, the other names of Satan. And that same thing we read to you in the 17th chapter of Revelation. 1 through 9, 1 through 6. The name in that cup called Jesus is from Satan. For those who got Jesus in your mind, Jesus out your mouth, that's from Satan. That's what's in that golden cup. And John was writing the hereafter. He said, you mean they're going to be using a name called Jesus? Yes. John wrote 1, 17 through 19 and 4, 1. In that cup in the 17th chapter, verse 4 through 6, he says a name in that cup, Mystery Babylon, and a name in there. What name you been called on? And you'll be killed for that name. What name? Jesus. Verse 6, he said you're going to be martyred. Martyred means killed. For what name? Jesus. Why? Because you think Jesus is going to get you in the kingdom. According to Enoch 40, 1 through 7, Jesus is going to get you liquefied. See that? Jesus. Jesus is going to get you burnt up. You read in St. John 20:31. Ain't but one name. They're going to give you life. That's the four letters. YHWH. Jesus is going to get you burnt in the lake of fire. Because that's another one of Satan's names. See? We're coming to tell you. Help yourself. Help your parents. Only got Jesus in the name, but time's going to run out. Jesus is going to get you burnt in the fire. And John was writing it hereafter in the 17th chapter, 1 through 6, 6 through 9. He said, in that cup, John, they're going to be hollering about a name in that cup. The mother of harlots. And they say, in verse number 9, they said, this place going to be doing it and leading the way. It's going to be built upon seven hills and seven mountains. Go on your computer and look up the geographic location of Rome. They're going to say, oh, John wrote about this. And what name do Rome use to tell you? Jesus. These going to get you bumped up. We come humble and tell you. If your parents use their name Jesus, your time's going to run out. Still keep talking. We ain't going to cut you off. Whether you cut me off or not, we going to catch you in something. Well, that's up to you. I'm through talking. But we're going to tell you that the bottom line is we come humble. The name of Jesus that comes out of the Roman Catholic Church that gave it to you, that's in the 17th chapter, verse 4 through 6, in that cup. That's the name going to get you cut off. Jesus. Tomorrow night we'll tell you more about it. So that's enough, WCC. I don't want to keep talking. We'll talk tomorrow. I'm always happy to stand before the national audience and tell you one thing. Take a look at what you're doing. Come back to the covenant of Yahweh. Make sure you make a decision according to what you're reading. You can't read where you will be keeping Sunday. You can't be reading where a woman will be having no pants on. What we have on fringes, children of Israel? Go keep them feast days, them Sabbath days. The man going to bind you in the fire. We tell you up front. Here it is right here. Enoch, on page 61, chapter 40, 1 through 7, the one said, oh, I know his name is, his name ain't Jesus, it's Yahweh. Too late. The great big mother spirit said, too late. They're going to be banning you off. They ain't going to burn you in the fire. Got it? Good. All right, for the elders, ask them again. Elder Mr. Till, Elder Yada, lead teacher out of Camp 1, and all the six camps, mean one thing. We got to come together upon the covenant of Yahweh. We got to put our flesh to the side and help the ones that want to be helped. But they got to put down all them wicked names, and they got to put them branches on. I mean, it's up to them. He said, I'm gonna kill you for that, too. So we can go on and on and on. Still, we going to catch you in something tonight. You ain't going to catch me in nothing, because I'm going to call it quits. All right, so for tomorrow, we'll be back on airways at 6 p.m. And Yahweh be with you all, from the mothers, the elders, and those on the international side. Remember one thing. We come humble. It's to tell you one thing. Take another look at this Bible. Stop making a decision according to the world. Make a decision upon what's written in the Bible. And that's keeping them Sabbath day, feast days, and thus saying the four letters. Every chance you get. Got it? Good. We do talk in WCC. We ain't talking no more. You can turn your broadcast off until we get it tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Yahweh be with you all. That's enough. Shalom.